This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, I'm Dimisha Greta from NedGroup Investments Multi-Management. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled "The Rand Stumbles as the SONA Fails to Lift Confidence." The Rand weakened ahead of the State of the Nation address, or SONA, and after the US labor data dampened expectations of a US rate cut. The SONA was optimistic and aimed to boost confidence. However, market participants perceived it as a pre-election strategy. The speech highlighted the achievements of President Ramaphosa's administration in the past 5 years, especially in the energy sector, and praised the private sector's role in delivering projects within a favorable legal framework. President Ramaphosa addressed the nation on the electricity crisis and announced a major debt relief package for Eskom, which he said would allow the struggling utility to invest in maintenance and transmission infrastructure. He also outlined the next steps to expand the grid, which includes installing more than 14,000 kilometers of new transmission lines to integrate renewable energy sources in the coming years. He ended his speech by saying that we are confident that we have overcome the worst and the end of load shedding is finally in sight. But his words were contradicted by the fact that the country experienced a severe increase in load shedding from level 3 to level 6 just days after his speech. Analysts are of the view that the SONA did not provide much hope for improving the situation on crime and corruption, transport challenges, and other infrastructure issues, citing that progress on these fronts has been slow and uneven, and at times with no clear signs of lasting improvements. The president mentioned some plans to reform the freight rail system and the overall logistics system, but these were not new or specific. He also did not say anything about more support or bailouts for Transnet. Now, this will be a key point to watch in the upcoming budget. However, it is positive that he continued to emphasize the role of the private sector in finding solutions. The local unit also had to contend with the release of a stronger-than-expected U.S. jobs report last week. The U.S. dollar strengthened on the back of these strong numbers that reduced the chances of an imminent rate cut by the U.S. Fed. The data also showed a drop in the number of Americans that are filing for unemployment benefits. Now, this week, the market will focus on U.S. inflation figures, which are expected to show no change in the headline rate and a slight slowdown in the core rate. Meanwhile, global stocks have rallied as the negative impact of lower rate expectations has been offset by strong corporate earnings. The S&P 500 reached a new milestone on Friday, closing above 5,000 for the first time ever. The index has gained more than 5% since the beginning of the year. The Dow Jones also hit a new record high yesterday as investors awaited more inflation and earnings data. Now, our global equity markets have enjoyed a remarkable rally in, say, the past 3 months. Some analysts warn that it may be due for a correction soon. Bespoke Investment Group, which is a US-based research and wealth management firm, says that the S&P 500 has not seen a 2% drop in more than 70 trading days, which, according to them, is unusual and unsustainable. This week, the earnings season will continue with about 61 companies from the S&P 500 announcing their results, including some of the leading players in the gig economy, such as Lyft, Instacart, and DoorDash. The earnings reports of Hasbro and Coca-Cola will also reveal how the US consumer is faring among these inflationary pressures. On the domestic front, after the local bourse lost ground last week following downbeat manufacturing data and the lackluster SONA, the JSE All-Share Index closed firmer yesterday, along with its global peers, as, of course, investors are looking ahead to that U.S. inflation print. Our key local data releases this week will be mining production and retail sales. The NetBank Economics Desk expects both indicators to show weakness in December. Mining production, according to them, is likely to be hampered by power outages and logistical bottlenecks at Transnet, while retail sales are expected to decline by 1.3% year-on-year, This due to higher interest rates, food inflation, and low consumer confidence. We have come to the end of our note. Until next time, do take care from the multi-management team. Net Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Net Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Net Group Investments. See money differently.